On enemy ground. That's the story in a nutshell. Terry Lee, Pat Ryan, and Flip Corkin are hiding on the river plantation of the Nazi Baron von Krell. They've come here with the famous Dragon Lady.
It's your order.
Disruption of this enemy plantation, because this is a secret supply base for the Japs. But we'll get into the adventure in just a moment. Meanwhile, hello, gang. You know what I say, breakfast ought to be the brightest, breeziest meal of the day. One to send you stepping to work or skipping to school on high. And I know a breakfast that's got the stuff. Yep, the kind of whole grain nourishment Uncle Sam recommends to help keep America strong. It's, sure, you know the breakfast I mean. Those luscious, wholesome cereals, Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies, shot from guns. Yay, shot from guns to make them bigger and better. They're giant grains of goodness, bang full of toasty nut-like flavor. And so crisp, they almost dance around your dish. Eat them swimming in milk or crowned with applesauce, sprinkled with brown sugar or topped with jelly. Golly, this glorified wheat and rice, shot from guns, is a banquet of a breakfast. And every plump kernel is laden with hearty nourishment. Yep, restored whole grain amounts of good old vitamin B1, niacin, and iron, like Uncle Sam recommends. Only the big red and blue package with the famous Quaker Man brings you wonderful restored whole grain nourishment in this delicious form. It's a bang-up breakfast for all, from lively young tads to war-working dads. No ration stamps needed for these wholesome cereals. Plenty for all. So buy both at your grocer's first thing. Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies are shot from guns. Now back to China, to Baron von Krell's plantation on the Yellow River, and to the distant alarm bells. Our friends have been down the river in a motorboat with the Dragon Lady. They've agreed to help her in her mission against von Krell. But as they stepped on the river dock from the boat, they accidentally set off an electric alarm signal. Not far away was a ruined temple. And so the Dragon Lady said,
I shall stay here. When the Baron's men get here, I will explain how I arrived. It was I who set off the alarm bell. They will take me to Baron von Krell. Go now and trust in the Dragon Lady.
That's all we can do. Come on, Terry Corkin, let's get over to that stone pile.
See you later.
Yes, the Baron's men are wide awake. They will be here soon, the fools. The Baron is most efficient. Typical Nazi efficiency. He has bloodhounds, too.
Standing there in the dark! Hands up, Mister. Keep them up. I'll fill you full of metal and put them up, I say.
Don't be a fool. Take me to see Baron von Krell at once.
Fine. You are a woman.
It is more convenient to travel in slacks. Now, take me to your boss.
Wait a minute. How did you get here?
I do not intend to explain anything twice. Don't stand there like an idiot.
The Fräulein is very independent for one who is caught trespassing. It is hardly daybreak for one.
Take me to Herr Baron. Schnell.
The Baron will not like to be awakened.
I have spent the night many perilous hours to get here. When the Baron knows who I am, he will not be displeased.
Very well. You will come with me. We shall go miteinander.
Well, I couldn't hear what they were talking about, but I guess he's taking her to see the Baron.
I imagine so. I imagine even the Nazi hates to be waked up so early.
Hey, what time is it? It's, according to my wristwatch, it's 5:30.
And hey, what's become of Corkin?
He's gone exploring.
He didn't leave this place, did he?
No, but he wanted to find a good hiding place in this temple. Yeah, I hope he does. Golly, did you hear those dogs?
Bloodhounds. But I don't think they'll bother us.
Just the same, it's going to be a lot tougher around here than I thought. Electric alarm system, bells, hound dogs, whistles, men. This place is pretty well protected.
Yeah, it kind of cramps our style. Can't be careless.
Boy, I hope things are okay with the Dragon Lady. If anything happens to her, that cooks our goose.
Oh, I think we can get away, Terry. There's always the river.
Mm-hmm. But I don't like to be shot at while I'm swimming.
You know, Terry, as much as we trust the Dragon Lady, she might kick it into that pretty head of hers to double-cross us.
Oh, Pat, this is a fine time to say that. I don't believe she will.
No, neither do I, but it is possible. She doesn't like us any more than we like her.
But she's on the side of China now. General Fogg told me so back in Lang Hole.
Well, that's the only reason I trust the Dragon Lady. We both happen to be on the same side. Well, sun's coming up. It's getting brighter. Let's go and find Flip.
Yeah, let's find a spot where we can see and yet not be seen. And then let's grab something to eat. I'm getting hungry.
Come in.
I have to prisoner, Baron. I caught her down by the river. She refuses to talk. She insisted on seeing you.
What is this? It's not a man?
No, Baron. He is a woman. A fräulein in man's clothing.
How did she get here?
She refused to speak until she could talk to you. She is in the other room now.
Fräulein, eh? Is she young?
Yeah. Very beautiful. With a strange accent. She is evidently a person of some importance. And in my opinion,
I did not ask for your opinion. Bring the woman in here and then get out.
Yeah, Baron.
Remain outside the door. I may need you.
Yeah, Baron. The Baron will see you now, Fräulein.
Thank you. You are Baron von Krell. But of course I can tell that. You must forgive my appearance, Baron. I am not always so unattractive.
You will answer my questions. We have a way of dealing with strangers who trespass on these grounds.
I am afraid you do not recognize me, Baron. I have taken my life in my hands to come here. I should be treated with greater courtesy.
Well, then speak, explain.
I am able to be of service to you. I am the Dragon Lady.
The Dragon Lady? Well, I've heard about her, but how do I know you are that person?
Surely among the men you have here, one of them will know about me, about my bandit organization. Or if you wish to question me, that is agreeable. May I sit down? I am quite weary.
Yes. Please be seated. Now, how did you come here?
By motorboat from Lang Ho.
You came alone?
I escaped from the Chinese alone. The boat was ready. I arrived this morning at dawn. It was I who accidentally set off the alarm.
How much do you weigh, Fräulein?
About 110 pounds, Baron. Why do you ask?
110, eh? Excuse me a moment. Please make yourself comfortable. Marks, come here.
Yeah, Baron?
Marks, it was you who installed the electric contact alarm system on this plantation.
Yeah, that is so.
In order to ring the alarm bell, how much weight would be needed to press down and make the electric contact?
At least 125 pounds, Baron. The average man would weigh at least that much.
Would 110 pounds set off the alarm?
No, Baron. The weight would not be heavy enough.
That's all I wish to know. Marks, you will return to the river, examine the boat the woman came in.
Won't. What am I to look for?
She claims to have made the trip alone. I wish to make certain. Report to me what you find. Sorry to have kept the Dragon Lady waiting, but your arrival was unexpected, and we do not encourage visitors.
I quite understand. However, Baron, you must not be suspicious of me. You are, of course.
But why do you say that?
You do not believe that I came here alone. But if you will examine the motorboat at the river, you will see. And why did you ask about my weight?
One with so much brains, I was curious to know how much you weighed. The Dragon Lady is known throughout China. The stories about her are many, so you will pardon my curiosity.
You are also curious to know why I came here?
You have a selfish object. Most of us have.
The Chinese army would give a great deal to catch me. That is understandable. But I have other plans.
And they are?
I think I shall cast my lot with Baron von Krell.
You're very flattering, Fräulein. But I'm just a simple man.
You need not pretend with me. Would I have come here if this was merely a plantation? We need not discuss the secret airfield you have here. We need not talk about the Japanese war material hidden in this district. All that can wait.
You are a very clever woman.
I have that reputation. You can find use for my services. We can discuss terms later if you wish.
But sometimes people are too clever. Not that I refer to the Dragon Lady. Oh, indeed, no, but there was a British manager on the adjoining plantation. He was much, much too smart. He found out too much.
You disposed of him, I trust?
Oh, in a way.
You see, this district is noted for its ancient temples, most of them in ruins now. But they make excellent hiding places for munitions. There is one very interesting temple I reserve for people who are, shall we say, difficult. It serves as a dungeon.
You are not by any chance trying to intimidate me, Baron von Quell?
Oh, no, Fräulein, not at all. You and I shall get on very well together. Very well.
Then perhaps we shall put our cards on the table.
To be sure. What can you do for me?
I come to you with great knowledge of the Chinese army and its plans. I have friends in the service who still serve me.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
I shall want gold for my information.
That can be arranged.
In return for my information, I get gold payment. But there is one thing more, Baron von Quell.
You have but to speak, Fräulein.
I shall need the use of an airplane that I may leave China.
And when do you wish to depart?
Oh, well, there is no great hurry. Nobody knows where I am. For the moment, I shall be safe. But neither you nor I expect to remain here forever. Do we, Baron?
The Dragon Lady amazes me with her clear thinking. I have but one reply.
Yes?
If all you have said is true, if you have not lied to me in any way, if you came here alone, and if you are the person you represent yourself to be, then we can do business.
Thank you.
But if you have tried to deceive me, well, Baron von Krell knows of a place where you can have years in which to be alone and think how foolish you were.
I am willing to answer any question, Baron.
Good. But first, we shall have breakfast. After that, well, I shall show the Dragon Lady this plantation. I'm sure you will find it an amazing place.
Well, Baron von Krell is suspicious, all right. I wonder if he'll be clever enough to trap the Dragon Lady. If he'll learn about Terry and Pat. He sent one of his Nazi guards to investigate, and... Well, I'll give you a hint about tomorrow's adventure in just a moment. Say, gang, time's a-flying. Yep, soon comes supper, then a little while bed, and then, why, before you know it, breakfast will be here. Ah, breakfast. That's my dish. With bonny big grains of puffed wheat sparkies or puffed rice sparkies. The sunshine cereal shot from guns to make them tastier, toastier, double delicious. And every big fat kernel of this glorified wheat and rice is a storehouse of nourishment. Yep, laden with restored whole grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. To help everyone keep on the beam. And remember, they're not rationed. The more this non-ration food mother serves, the more food stamps you save for other things. So be sure to get both Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies. Now, here's today's victogram. 43 is the year that we will liquidate the enemy. That's all for today, gang. Till tomorrow, keep pitching for Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies. They're shot from guns. Perhaps Terry and Pat and Flip will remain undiscovered. But what about the British manager of a nearby plantation? He is a prisoner in one of the temples. And that, gang, may be our clue to tomorrow's Terry tale. So get on the beam, same time when the gong sounds. This is the Blue Network.